Now we have received not the spirit of this world, but the spirit who is from God, that we might know the things that we have been freely given to us by God. And even tonight as I take up the offering, just even in that passage of scripture, please understand God has freely given to us. Amen. And I feel the good news even in this passage is, you know, God has revealed these things through us, through our spirit. No eye has seen, no ear has heard, the things that God has prepared for us. Now, can you imagine that there's something greater out there? There's more out there, amen. That it's not that you don't have to just, well, I'm just going to cruise on by, just you know having a heart. No. God says, no eye has seen, no ear has heard. There's always something greater when you're on the side of God. And there are things, and I love God's covenant, but I love his precepts and I love his word, because we understand that as we partake in his word, as we read his word, as we digest, as we think, as we meditate, and above all else, we practice. We do what, you know, James 1:22 says, be ye a doer of my word. So it's like, when we start doing what God tells us to do, you know, one of the things that we should expect no eye has seen, no ear has heard, the things that are made possible by God for you. Amen. I'm going to tell you tonight, I'm going to preach on something tonight I very seldom ever preach on, but, you know, I'm going to take up the offering tonight. God, I just want you to hear this tonight. God wants to bless you. God wants to bless you. He, with every spiritual blessing. I'm going to talk about spiritual blessing tonight. But God wants to bless you. He wants you to be blessed in good health. He wants you to be blessed with a good job. He wants you to be blessed with great family. God wants to bless you. And I remember, honestly, I grew up not understanding that God wanted to bless me. Amen. And so even tonight, let's go ahead and give return our tithe and offering tonight. There's three ways you can do that. And a little bit of an intro into tonight's, teaching. But three ways you can give. You can make checks payable to KC. You can text to give 77977. Give by credit or debit. If you need an envelope, just slip up your hand. One of our great ushers will help you. And I know many people give online. Amen. Praise God. Amen. You know, even if I'm out of Sunday, I miss being in the house of the Lord with my own people. You know, Miranda and I had a chance to go to one of Tommy Barnett's churches in Arizona, and that was good. But I like Kings. I enjoy our family, and I enjoy being in the house of the Lord. So it was good service. Everything was good. My kids, I don't know where Gracia went, but you know, we're all like, it was good. But you know, we're like, hey, we enjoy being with family. Amen. Amen. Well, let's go ahead and pray over the offering. Amen. Father, just lift your hand tonight, just as a sign of blessing tonight. Father, I thank you for the house and for this family. I thank you, Father, for Lord witty inventions, ideas, great things that you're going to pour out, Lord, upon your family and upon the church. And Father, I thank you that, Lord, even as we return our tithe, we return our offering, I thank you that the word says that you would rebuke the devourer for our sake. So Father, I thank you that, Lord, that your word says that we shall be the head and not the tail, above and not beneath. So Father, I thank you that we're blessed in the city, we're blessed in the country. Everywhere we go, we're blessed. Father, I thank you for your ordinances, your covenant, Father, that God, that you give us the opportunity to follow. Lord, we love you, we praise you, we give you all the honor in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Just, a few things as they're going around. Our men's meeting, we had, I don't know what week it is, it's a little bit of a blur. That was 4 or 5 days of nonstop. I don't know what it was. It was just nonstop. And Brother Austin, I don't think I will ever let a friend stay with me again. I'll get him a hotel room because I didn't go to bed till 3 or 4 o'clock every night. And we ministered to one another. It was good. But I was getting up for prayer at 6 and 7 and running out the door. And he was staying in bed till 9 or 10. So he said, I bet you're glad I'm going to leave. I said, yeah, I'm glad you're leaving. So I think that was on Sunday morning when I had to get up and preach. But you know what I love about coming back home to West Virginia? Fall's in the air, and I could smell the woods. And if you're a hunter, you know what I mean. You can smell the woods. There's a certain smell that you get in the fall of the year, and the woods start to. If you've ever been in a tree stand, I don't know. Any guys ever been in a tree stand? You know what I'm talking about. There's just that smell of like that crisp. I don't know. It's special. How's that? So So it was nice to come back to that. But our men's conference, men's everything that we did Friday and Saturday was great. And so I thank you guys for participating, and what a deposit of the word for 2 days. And I'm very thankful for the men that we had come in and share. I mean, you couldn't have had it any better. You have a guy from the streets of Pittsburgh to a country guy from Waynesburg. Where, I don't know where he's at, Pennsylvania. Where was he from, Brother Austin? Mechanicsburg and all that area, I believe. So, and a country boy from there. So, it was quite entertaining. But it was not just entertaining, but it was powerful in the sense that they both were anointed to share the word, and both of them had a word for our men. So we're thankful for that. You know, we met the other night and just began to plan and think about what we're going to do next year. We give away a bunch of stuff this year. We had a grill given away. We've had shirts and gift cards, and I don't know, some of you might have got a gift card you don't like to a sporting goods store. You know, you can redonate that. Amen. So anyway, praise God. Praise God. Hey, you guys ready to get in the Word? Amen. Let's quit talking. Let's get into the Word. Let's take your Bibles. I want you to go to Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians chapter 1. I heard you guys had a good weekend, though. Praise God. That's a Minister Lee Howell, Brother Don. I just thank you guys for taking the time to share and be in the pulpit here. And it's always a blessing to have great, great, great people share out of this house. So, you know, Paul's letter, you'll find that Paul's letter in Ephesians is really such a different, it's different compared to many of the letters in the New Testament that he wrote. You know, like Romans as an example, Ephesians isn't written to address problems. You know, a lot of times you'll see that, you know, the writings of Paul, like in 1 6, to the praise of the glory of his grace by which he made us accepted and beloved. Verse 7, it says in him, this is Ephesians, it says in him, we have the redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. I said it earlier, but do you know that that salvation, the blood that was shed for you, is a blessing? It's a blessing. I know, you know, these are spiritual things, and spiritual blessings, like I said, we sometimes think about the material things. But, you know, man, you know, where would you be without your salvation? Man, I know where I would be without my salvation. Long ago. I'd have probably been put in an early grave. There's no doubt about it. So salvation, it's the free gift. Look at verse 8. It says, because you see these things out of the scriptures. It says, which he made and abound towards us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known for us the mysteries of his will according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in himself. God's wisdom. God's the knowledge of God, the wisdom of God. That's a blessing given to you. I mean, you ever just figure out something not because of who you were, but because God revealed something to you? I met Halama one time, Zane's wife. She had something going on with her car. And I can't remember what it was. Like, it wasn't running. And she prayed about her car. And she was like, Lord, I don't know what to do. But Lord, I believe that you can give me the wisdom to know how to fix my car. And she shared the testimony with us later that day. She got, opened the hood of the car, knows nothing. This is Halama, right? Nothing about cars, you know. Opens the hood, goes and jiggles something, and the car starts up and runs. I don't know what it was, but she just praised God because she was like, she asked God for the wisdom to know how to do something. And it wasn't a natural thing. That's spiritual wisdom coming from God. You can ask for that. You can seek the Lord in that. Lord, I need wisdom over a situation. I need the understanding. I need discernment over this or that. You can ask for those things. God wants to release these things in your life. Is anybody getting anything tonight? If you're not, just read Ephesians 1. If you don't get anything tonight, just grab a hold of Ephesians 1 tonight, read it, meditate on it, and just say, hey, man. Because if you'll see this, things will shift, things will change in your life, that God wants to bless you. He wants to bestow spiritual things into your life. Amen. Verse 11, look at this. I'm going to close up here in just a second. It says, in him also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestined according to the purpose of him who works in all things according to the counsel of his will. You have an inheritance. You know, some people in the natural, you know what they wait on? They wait on an earthly inheritance. Well, when so-and-so dies, so-and-so has this, so-and-so's a, you know, I'll get my inheritance one day. I'll get my, you have an inheritance now from him. That's pretty cool, huh? Some people wait a whole lifetime. They'll wait for people to die off just to receive inheritance. You have an inheritance in him when you say yes to him. He wants to bestow blessing into your life. I just say this tonight. Just position yourself to receive. Position yourself to receive from God. And can I tell you this? When you receive something from the Lord, thank him. Thank him. A lot of people cut themselves off, you know, because they're not thankful. And I'm not saying that's anybody. We teach that in this house. Be thankful. Praise God. You praise him with your mouth. You thank him. When he does something for you, you thank him. We have prayer in the morning, 6 a.m., 8 a.m. We open up with thanksgiving and praise. Why do we do that every morning? Because we thank the Master. We thank the Savior of the world. Amen. We thank him. But see, a lot of people, they now I'll thank God when God does something for me. He gives me life every day. Every day I get up, I open my mouth and thank him. That's why I pray. I mean, I listen to Doctor preach. I don't know if anybody's listened to his messages, but everything coming out of his mouth is about prayer. We're going to be sustained through prayer. You're going to be sustained through prayer. You've got to talk to God. You've got to be in a place where you're talking with God. You know, and I was just like, yes, Doctor. You know, I was watching a message in my living room yesterday, and I had my hands up in the living room just listening to the message. God wants to bless you. Don't cut yourself off from that. Don't cut yourself off from that. Let's go ahead and stand on our feet, minister. Every spiritual blessing. You know, the spiritual blessings come through the Spirit, just to point that out. They come through the Spirit of the Lord. But spiritual blessings can also manifest into material blessings. And a lot of times they will. Give thanks to those things too. I got blessed the other day. And I told my wife, I said, come here, I got to tell you something. I was up in Arizona. I said, I got to tell you something. Brought her out and said, hey, you never believe what happened. This is what happened. And we both just kind of astonished, looked at each other. You know, it's just like, praise God. It was a blessing from God. So rejoice. Rejoice when God does something for you that's good. But beyond that, rejoice because of who he is. He doesn't have to do anything for you to rejoice. You guys follow me tonight? He does. Because see, your salvation... Oh my, that's good enough. That's why I said, don't take your salvation ever for granted. He saved you, amen? You're adopted. You're a son or daughter of the Most High. He has a great plan for you. This is only through Ephesians 1 through 6 or 7, 8 that I've got through just even today, just thinking about it and meditating on it. And I don't know if anybody grabbed anything tonight, but if you didn't, grab it out of the Word. Go home and get in the Word. Because... Listen, you'll get stronger as you're in the Word. Faith, the Bible says faith comes by hearing, so tonight you're hearing the Word. You're hearing, you guys, faith, that's how faith is built. So faith gets built that way. But man, when you get into the Word and you begin to read the Word and gain the revelation of the Word for yourself, that God wants to get wisdom to me. You can hear that, right? And somebody can, well, Pastor said, you know, God wants to get wisdom to me, and then you leave. How's that happen? Well, you know, the book of Proverbs, man, that's a good place to start, right? get into the Word of God. You read the Word. You meditate. You're like, oh, no, this is real. This is real. Just everybody, if you would, just bow your head tonight. Father, I thank you. I thank you for this church.